Appointment of Mamadou B. Matsipa as Chief Executive Officer, succeeding Lelo Rantwani, who has been at the helm since he founded the company 10 years ago. Mamadou B. has started transitioning into her new role and will fully assume office at the beginning of next month, which is February. ATA Capital is a leading private equity investment management firm that invests its own and its clients' capital into private businesses. Each investment decision is driven by a commitment to achieving enhanced transformational and financial returns through building sustainable businesses that can contribute to Africa's economic growth trajectory. Matsipa now joins us on the line. First of all, congratulations on your appointment at ATA Capital.
Good evening, Samora. Thank you very much, and good evening to your listeners.
Now, firstly, could you please give us a broad explanation of what ATA Capital is about?
Thanks, Samora. So we pronounce it ATA Capital. So it's actually a word ATA.
All right.
To grow into Bedi. And ATA Capital is a private equity fund manager. And what we do is that we raise capital from private and institutional investors like corporate and pension funds and invest this capital in private mid-sized companies. Private equity by its nature means that we are long-term active investors. So we really look to partner with companies and their management teams in order to transform and grow those businesses. And that's through providing them with capital, also injecting capital into those companies to support their strategic objectives. And also because we are also a black fund manager and empowered, we contribute to their empowerment credentials from an ownership perspective.
All right. And are you planning to change the positioning of ATA Capital, especially within the continent?
Samora, our current strategies have historically and largely focused on the South African market because of the opportunities provided by empowerment in our country. We have also supported South African companies that are based here but have expanded onto the continent. But we have a long-term vision of becoming a leading investor in private businesses in Africa. So we will definitely look in time to diversify our geographical exposure in order to transform those markets as well. So definitely looking to go onto the continent.
Right. And do you think it'll be easy for you to take up this position and steer the company to greater heights in the middle of a global pandemic that has seen investors lose their investment as a result?
No doubt, Samora, COVID has made the operating environment tough. A lot of the companies that we invest in have experienced these tough operating conditions and are under pressure. However, if you look at private equity relative to, for instance, listed investors or listed markets, it has generally shown resilience and presented better returns for our investors. And also what we have seen is that there are a lot of opportunities that have been brought about by the pandemic. And we are seeing growth, for instance, in sectors such as healthcare or energy and telecom. So sectors that have actually shown resilience in these tough times or even shown some growth prospects. So also I think from a private equity perspective, as I mentioned earlier, we are long-term partners. Our capital is a bit more patient. And so we're in it for the long haul and are able to ride out the economic cycle and also actively assist the companies that we invest in with their growth strategies.
Right. And what immediate changes are you planning to effect at ATA Capital, if any at all, actually?
At this stage, my immediate objective is really to execute on the mandates that have been placed by my board and our investors. We have recently raised new capital and closed our Fund 3 from a number of investors, including pension funds. And we're really looking to invest this company, this money into new mid-sized companies. Internally, I think given our growth objectives and our ambitions, as I mentioned earlier, to be leading in the continent, we'll look to really equip the team and ensure that they are geared for this growth and also to support our and diversify mandates. So nothing drastic as yet. It really is to execute on our existing strategy.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Samora. Thank you for the opportunity.
And that's Mamidou B. Matsipa, newly appointed Chief Executive Officer at Atta Capital.